Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm waiting for the music. Hi, this is George Gamont, and welcome to the show. It's Tuesday afternoon, or evening, or whatever it might be. Maybe it's morning. Maybe you're... No, you wouldn't be. Even if you're in Hawaii, it's afternoon. Okay, so much for that. So, I hope everybody's having a beautiful day. And I woke up this morning, and let me set up the show a little bit, what I want to talk about, and what I want you to talk about, or if you want to talk about anything, that's fine, too, because I do a lot of shows based on past lives and talking to dead people, but... Well, they even could tie into what I want to talk about today. Think about that for a moment. I want to talk about relationships. But not just about when a relationship's going to happen. That's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, when can I ever meet somebody kind of thing? Well, you know, the universe has always got somebody out there. But it's more about how. Being an empath, and I was thinking about this, being an empath, I read the other person. Like what's going on with the other person? What is really going on with the other person? What are they thinking? What are they feeling? And all that sort of thing. The person that you're interested in. So that's a little bit to do with relationships. So we'll talk about that. So, you know, I'm trying to think. Should I use an article first and a statement from Abraham Quotes? I know you guys have been holding for a while. And wow, you jumped in really close. So 515 would be first, just barely. And then there's 786, and then 914. You've kind of jumped in there a little bit late. So let me do the 515, and then what I'll do is I'll get into some articles. I have a great article I wanted to talk about. So even if you were done with the call, I want you to stick in there. It's 5 things men are nervous about when dating again. This is about men. And, you know, people say men, we're confident. What's going on, right? No, that's not true. So this is an excellent article. So if you're dating or if you're a husband or brother or somebody, this is about men and what we feel, what's going on with us, you know, our insecurities, which is, and I was reading this article the other day and I thought to myself, wow, this is so true, so true. So absolutely true. So we'll do that. Let me take some calls and I'll get into the article if you want to stick with me. And depending on the number of calls, I really want to cover that article. So let me do the call first. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And who am I speaking to?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's going on today in this beautiful Tuesday?
It is a good Tuesday. I'm wondering what's holding this certain person, this guy, back from asking me out.
Okay, does he have a first initial or first name? I'm trying to get into his energy field. I'm not sure I'm going to be, I'm not quite getting it yet. So what is holding, let me have spirit tell me what they pick up or what I get. What is holding you back? What is holding him back from asking you out on a date? Let me see if I got the background. Let me understand the background, the energy. You don't have to talk. I'll give you some feedback, and you tell me I'm on or off with this. Okay. I'm kind of picking about him and you is you're kind of friends, right? You're kind of friends.
Yes.
But
yes.
It feels more. But it, you sense that you feel from both of you more than friendship, right?
You pick up
a good vibe from him. It's not just, oh, we're buddies and let's go have a beer kind of thing, right? He doesn't think he doesn't think of you as one of the guys. Absolutely not. So why won't he take that next step, right? Am I kind of getting his energy correctly here? That's what I'm trying to make sure I got the right energy, and that's what I'm reading. So I'm kind of picking up that he's, you know, how rejection, okay? That you don't see him in a romantic way, okay? That's what I get. That he doesn't pick up from you. Are you very flirty with him?
No, but he is with me, and I mentioned something about, you know,
okay.
I should have
so
gotten into
maybe,
something with him.
Okay, so not let's go to, you know, let's do it kind of flirty, but flirty in the sense of I'm sensing from him there's a little fear that you don't feel the same way.
Ah.
Okay?
You're
not picking up. See, he's saying he's flirty with you, but then he's not feeling the feedback that he wants. Not that
okay.
you're going to jump all over him, you know, and like all that sort of thing, but the feedback. So, and it's a physical feedback as much as it is verbal. Okay.
Okay.
So a little more flirty in the physical way. I mean, not just you have to run up and kiss him, but you could lean in.
Mm-hmm.
What is
okay.
that? The 80, the 90-10 syndrome.
Okay, I've not heard of that, but
well, it's this is kind of thing where it's usually intended for guys if they're not sure if the girl likes them if they want to kiss they lean in as if get close enough so that the other person moves forward enough to kiss. So you lean it far enough in so he gets the energy that you want to kiss.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let him go for it. Let him go for it. That's kind of a flirty kind of thing. You know, men love to be touched, believe it or not, in, on the arms, the shoulders, that sort of thing too.
Mm-hmm.
I just get for you, if you're a little bit more flirty with him, he'll take the next step.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Because that'll reassure him, yeah, that she wants to go out with me and we're not just buddies, you know what I mean? I know you're saying
mm-hmm.
that you indicated it to him, but I'm just still getting some fear on his part.
Okay.
You have to
let
his fear go. You like him,
you know,
though.
What's
the deal?
I mentioned something to him when I found out that he was in a relationship a while back that, you know, I should have snagged him when I had a chance. And then later on, he's like, well, I didn't want to ruin the friendship. But,
okay, well, that's,
you know,
his fear.
I'm
that's
attracted
fear of
to you.
That's the fear of rejection, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's his fear of rejection that ruined the friendship. Guys have that fear. So you have to show them that, no, you won't ruin the friendship, that we can take it to the next level. And that's where the flirty part comes in. Because you have
mm-hmm.
a good chemistry with him, right?
Yes.
Okay, so go for it. Don't worry about all that stuff in the past. Just go for it. You'll be surprised.
Okay.
You'll be surprised. It is fear. You already said it. It's fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Go.
Great.
Okay. It'll work out. Call me back and tell me what happens. But I'm curious.
I will
but I
do.
Think I really the energy here is you just need to push the button a little bit and he'll jump for it.
Okay.
He does think of you as, what's the expression now? Don't be offended. Don't. Kind of a sexy beast in some way.
Really?
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Don't get embarrassed now. It just, you know, it's you must be. You must be. Or at least to him. But yeah, I'm sure other men think the same thing. Okay. So have fun.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
That was an odd word to hear about somebody, wasn't a sexy beast. I know. I don't know why I got that. Well, some people put out sexual energy. Some people put out this romantic sexual energy. You've known men and women that you look at them and they go, whoa, you know. And then they're not aggressive. They're not just coming on to you. I guess some people would say, like, George Clooney puts off that energy. It's like sexuality. Even though he doesn't really act like he does. And it's funny, like somebody like George Clooney, if you know, if you've read about him, and I'm not trying to, this is not a radio show on celebrities, but he's kind of shy in some ways. And I think a lot of women find men who are attractive and social, but are a little bit on the shy side to be kind of sexy. Feeling feminine dynamics and all that craziness. But we find both men and women to some degree, more men than women, find the idea of conquering to be the challenge of it all, right? The challenge. Okay, so I'm going to put a website on here. And the reason I put a website is, this is like commercial for the day. And I got a couple of callers, and I'll be with you in a minute. Well, 786, you've been waiting, so I'll be there in a minute. Really. And if you feel that, if you really enjoy the show, what I ask you to do is just contribute. And there's a button on here, if I can type correctly. Type in shoe, right? And you can contribute to the show in a few dollars if you're so inclined. But that's about as much of a commercial I do. But I will mention that I'm starting to publish, and I've taken over an internet magazine, which I'm starting to publish and work on and put articles out there. And if anybody has spiritually based or holistic or self-help articles, it's not just going to be about spirituality per se. Kind of talk about relationships, articles on relationships, men and women, blah, 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 all that stuff. All kinds of interesting topics. I want to go all across the board and not just about astrology and tarot cards and aliens and things like that, but I want to get into the stuff that people are concerned about in day-to-day life, love, sex, all that sort of thing. Okay, let me take a call from a spiritual perspective. Hello?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. And you are?
I'm Samantha.
Samantha, so what's going on with Samantha today?
Well, I was hoping that you can shed a little bit more light into love, because I'm not dating anyone. I don't have any immediate prospects, and I was wondering if you see like a good, solid guy coming in that I could have a great relationship with.
Okay, well, let me give you from this perspective, and this is what I hear from spirit, so it's not just me. I'm not trying to give you as a relationship guru kind of guy, but, and so the answer is yes or no, do you have a relationship, somebody out there for you? Yes, okay? Yeah, absolutely, yes. I could give you a time frame, but then you have to do something for me, okay?
Sure.
Yesterday, I talked a little bit about this idea of turning over our problems and our questions to our higher self, our guide, our spiritual teacher, a master, or an angel, whoever you would rely on for guidance and sort of thing. And I use the comparison, the thing about a boat, letting go of the wheel on the boat and give it to somebody. So I said to everybody, next 48 hours, every time you face a problem, turn it over and say, okay, you take the wheel. I'm going to go have fun. So relationship-wise, October is a good month for you. October is a good month for you. Okay?
Okay.
That's okay. Next month. That's not far away. And it's not October of 2016. It's October of 2015. They make sure you understand that. It's not a year away. So it's a month away. So what I'm asking you to do, and I would ask anybody to do that's trying to manifest something in their life and it's not seem to be working because we worry about these things and we get concerned about things, is just say, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to let my spirit guides or whoever, Jesus, Buddha, whoever it is that you rely on, to take the wheel and show me where to go. Just show me where to go. And I bet you if you do that, in 48 hours, you'll start meeting people. Randomly. You don't even know. They'll just pop in. Well, let's make it 3 days.
Okay.
You get 3 days. You got 3 days of not worrying about a relationship, not even thinking about a relationship, just having fun and saying, okay, God, I'm giving you the wheel. And you take me to my next relationship. You can even visualize yourself in a car and be the passenger. Say, okay, God, take me to a relationship. I'll let you drive this car for a while. It'll work. It really does work. And I'm not just saying that I'm saying it from my experience, but also I've read a lot of articles and other people who do very similar things, and it works. You just turn it over. Say, I'm not going to worry about this problem anymore. I'm just going to go have fun. I'm going to go enjoy life.
I
think what happens, and if you, there's a great article I was going to read, if what happens with all of us is what we do is we start to worry about, oh, why isn't it happened to me? How come it doesn't happen to me? Start doubting the process, right?
Yes.
And then you got to stop the doubt, because the doubt puts up resistance, and the resistance holds it back from coming to you, believe it or not. Action principles.
I do.
So, but I get October, okay? I get yes, mm-hmm. I get October, but if you want to speed up the process, try the exercise that I'm talking about of, okay, God, I'm not going to think about relationships. I'm not going to worry about relationships. I'm just going to go have fun. And you take the wheel. You lead me to it. You take me to a relationship. And synchronicity will start. You'll start meeting people. I mean, randomly. You go, oh, wow, how did I meet him? Because that's how it works. I knew a gentleman that was kind of in that same boat where he was trying to meet somebody and it wasn't working for him and he kind of let it go. And he was taking his dog for the dog park to walk in the dog park. And bam, he ran into a lady walking a dog and they got married. I mean, not immediately. I mean, like 2 days later, right? But he met the love of his life by just saying, okay, just let me go have some fun. I love to walk my dog. Went to the dog park and bam, done. You just don't know where God's going to bring the person for you.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird deal because some people, I'll get on the dating sites and blah, 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 you know, and you meet somebody at the market, right?
Yeah.
So I would try that and get back to me and see if it works for you. Or you can even try other things first, but the relationship thing is really important for you. I can sense that, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you feel lonely? Do you feel lonely?
I do.
Yeah, I'm picking up that energy of kind of, it's not like you don't have people in your life and you don't have things to do, but it's that lonely when you get home late at night and you go, it'd be nice to have somebody around.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So you'll get it. Absolutely. The universe knows it, that you want it.
Thank you.
You just stop the resistance by doubting it and, you know, just get out of the way of it. Get out of the flow. Okay? You get it. October.
Yes.
Good month for you. Could be sooner. Okay. But I get latest October. You'll have fun on Halloween with somebody. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Believe it. See, now, here's the thing about psychics, and we hear stuff from things, and if people go, yeah, sure, yeah, right, yeah, I've heard that 1,000 times, right? That's just putting up resistance. And it doesn't really, it doesn't really hurt to believe.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. It's better than doubting, because doubting just kind of goes, oh, God, never happens to me. Okay, so I'll let you go. So, know it's going to happen, but try the little thing. Okay, God, you take the wheel and drive me to my relationship. That's a simple way. Okay, got it?
Thank
and
you.
And you'll be surprised who starts popping into your life. Maybe not the first one, but, you know, you'll start meeting people. You go, eh, that's a possibility. Nah, that one, I don't want that one. Okay? you want
okay.
Choices. You want options, right? You want the good ones.
Yes.
Yeah, you want the good puppy in the litter, not the bad puppy, right?
Very true.
Men are like dogs. That's why I use that one. Okay, you take care. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, relationships. How are they going to – yeah. Oh, you know, and the Spirit has explained to me this thing about allowing good things to come to us, whether it be a relationship or money or a job. And what resistance does to it, the doubting and the fear and all that. Oh, it never happens to me. Why doesn't it happen to me? You know, all that stuff, right? The reason that happens is it's like they use the garden hose. Like, you know, there's water flowing through the garden hose and all that good water is coming to you. And suddenly you doubt it and you pinch off the water hose. And there's no flow because you're doubting and your fears are pinching off the water hose. So stop pinching the water hose is the expression I would use. Okay. 2-2. Oh, you're on hold, right? No. Are you on? Wait a minute. Is somebody still there? Oh, you're not muted. Oh, you guys are not muted. What happened to me? I'm spacing out here. Okay. So I got 224 as the next one. And then I have that article about men I think you'll find really interesting. Well, I got 4447799 into infinity and beyond number. I love those. Into infinity. Okay, let me take 224. Okay. No, you're supposed to. Oh, there you go. Hello.
Hey, this is Jill.
Hey.
I just want to see you can talk to my dad. He's dead. You said you talk to dead people, right?
Well, once in a while, they want to talk. Yeah, I mean, really, you can't always put them on the spot because they go, nah, I don't want to talk to her today. Well, what do I want to talk to her about,
uh-huh.
right? So what's your father's name, first name?
Robert. So his family called him Robert. His friends called him Bob.
Okay, Robert, Bob. And when did he die?
Gosh.
When did he do his trip? How many?
2003, maybe.
Oh, okay, that's not.
Not that long. No. Not that long.
No, he's been around.
Gosh, 11 years. No. 9 years. 9 years.
Wait a minute. This is 2015. Okay. So
nine
that would
years.
9 years. So that would be 2006. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Let's see. Robert, right?
Yes.
What's his middle name?
Roy.
Roy. Okay. I don't know why I need Roy. I'm not sure why I need his middle name. And he never went by that, did he?
No.
I don't think you like that name much. Yeah, because I'm kind of hearing, like, don't call me by that middle name kind of thing, because I don't want to hear about it, right? You know how
okay.
mothers go, Robert, Roy, whatever.
Yes. Yes.
So he doesn't like the middle. So what does he have for you? What messages would he have for you? Jill, chill out.
Okay.
Jill, chill out. No, really, seriously, Jill, chill out. Now I keep getting that word. You need to chill out.
Okay.
Okay. Let me put it this way. If you could see the plan that's been outlined for you to go to, you would definitely not worry. But since the plan is not something that is revealed to you in whole, you can get worrisome, and that's the word he uses, worrisome. Okay, so
yes.
you need to have faith and trust that there's a plan laid out for your best interests, and that you're going to get the plan. Okay, it's you ever heard of a treasure hunt? Where you go to this
yes.
one place, you get a clue, and then you go to the next place and get a clue, right, to find something?
Yes, yes.
So he's kind of telling me that your life is like a treasure hunt. You're going to get one clue at a time. So don't get upset about that. Don't freak out about the one clue at a time. And they're pretty obvious clues. So there is a map. There's a treasure map for you, and you're going to get one clue at a time. So you need to chill out and just, okay, this is the next clue. I got it. And he'll give you the clues. He'll give you the
okay.
clues. You just have to relax and know you're getting the clues to the treasure. They use the word treasure. He uses the word treasure a lot here. Okay?
Okay.
So there's a treasure, not in like buried treasure kind of treasure, but treasure
right,
being
I
something.
Right, I know, but in life in general.
Right. So Jill, chill out. Basically is what he's saying to you. You were very worrisome child.
Yeah, you know, in palmistry, at this great palmist read my hand, and I have worry lines.
Yeah, he's actually saying you're a worrisome child sometimes. You worried about the silliest things sometimes.
Yes, my daughter, I still do that.
And it was hard to comfort you.
Right. If I don't have something to worry about, I'll find something else.
Yeah, you are hard to comfort. It's kind of the message I'm getting. Okay, you need to know he's with you. You need to know he's with you. Okay.
Okay.
So in the next 24 hours, and you don't have to do anything particularly in the next 24 hours, but he will give you a sign, some kind of sign,
okay.
that you know that he's with you.
Okay.
Okay. So there you go. Yeah, Dad, I know you're with me. Dad, I know.
Okay.
Just keep your antenna up a little bit, okay?
What does he think about what happened to his children after he died?
Okay, this is a very interesting statement. He did the best he knew how to do to prepare you for your lives, okay?
Okay.
But he realized that whatever you did afterwards and whatever mistakes and difficulties you made are on you as individuals. And so you had to learn from your own lessons and your own mistakes. There's no judgment there. Absolutely no judgment. It's all about your own journeys. Mistakes or no mistakes, love or no love. He's saying, I did the best I could to prepare you for it. Though the rest of it is on you guys to make it. Okay? There's no
okay,
judgment.
But he doesn't bring it. he doesn't bring anything up about how we don't get along and we're not
close. That's your problem. That's basically your problem. I did the best I could. Now it's your problem.
Okay.
You guys got to work. It's like it's your little kids. You put them in a room. You guys work it out now. It's between you two. It's I'm done. You know, I'm out of here now. All I can do is send you love. But you guys got to work this out because I did the best I knew how to do. And I think that's a really important point that he's trying to make is that I did the best I knew how to do. Like, it wasn't perfect and I wasn't the best ever at it, but I did the best I could do. Now it's up to you guys to do the best you can do. Yeah, and it's not judging, and he doesn't want to judge either any of you about how you're dealing with it. He just wants you to reconcile your feelings, okay?
Okay, yes.
Reconcile your feelings. That's an interesting point. Okay, I'm going to let you go because I got other callers. But
okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Next 24 hours, he's going to give you a sign that you'll know it's from him.
Okay.
Okay? Watch
thank
for it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank
you. Take
you.
Care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, they have interesting ways of communicating. You know, and I think that's true of anyone who's passed. They don't want to judge us. Sometimes they want to kick us in the butt and say, oh, you know, you need to be doing this because you got much more talent than this. Like my father, I heard from him who had passed, and he said, you need to be writing more. That's what he got. I got that message through somebody else. So they will encourage us, but they're not going to judge us. Because they've been there. They've been human. They've seen it. Now they're in a non-physical form, and they realize how difficult it is to be a human at times, right? Okay, so I'm going to take a couple more calls. I try to keep these short. You know, I'm really they're meant to be little teaser readings so that you guys will call me and get a longer reading, right? But it never seems to work out that way. Okay, so I got a number here. I know this gentleman. Okay, let me take it. And then 315, you're after that. So I'll try to keep these relatively short because I do want to do that article about men because I think you'll find it interesting. Hello?
Yes, George. Yeah, you know me, don't you?
Hello? Yes.
Yes,
so what's going on today?
Me,
yes.
Yeah, I just want
you're in a tunnel, but I hear you anyway.
I am. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Ask a quick question on relationship-wise, with someone I have in mind, let's say this Halloween.
Explain. I'm a little puzzled by the statement, so go ahead. Clarify it for me.
Yeah.
You mean for this coming Halloween, there's somebody you want to see, right?
Yeah. No.
You want to develop a relationship before then?
Yeah. As in, I just said Halloween because of October, the month of October. Things working out between me and the person I have in mind, who is a friend, but hasn't been in touch recently.
Okay, so is there a first name or a first initial for this friend?
Hello?
Yeah, the first name or first initial of your friend that you want to reach out or you want to reconnect with, right?
Yeah, her initials are D and M.
D and M.
Delta and Mango. M for Mango, yeah.
Okay, so you want to know if you'll connect.
Yes, that's right.
I don't get October. I mean, I hate to say that, but I don't get October. I don't get but I'm going to say that I do see some kind of connection coming up, but it feels closer to the end of the year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, around Christmas time or that December-ish kind of thing versus the end. For some reason, one of you is traveling, it feels like. Are you doing some traveling?
I don't know. I might have to for work at that point, or she might. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
there's traveling. There's traveling that's interfering with the meeting in the near future, in the next month or two. So I would say after November, it feels like a better time meeting because of the traveling will have subsided by then. Okay.
Okay. Will the meeting from?
But she does want to meet you. She does want to see you. She does want to see.
Right.
But she feels she's. Is there somebody else in her life?
She is coming out of a relationship. Has she not broken cleanly
yet? That's yeah, that's kind of the energy I was getting, that there's somebody else in her life that's taking the energy from her right now. So give it, it's going to take a little more time for her to be free of a very smothering relationship, if you know what I mean by that.
It is indeed. Okay. I understand that. So do you see
so give her some time. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just saying, do you see it picking up in the form of a relationship after we meet in December?
Okay, let me phrase it this way, because I get the word opportunity. Now, the opportunity will be there to do that. Now, that's where free will comes into play, because the opportunity will be there to do that, but it's how you guys work it out at that point. Okay? Don't smother her. Don't smother her. Okay?
No, I won't.
Be careful, because you really want it. But you really want this, but don't smother her, okay?
No, I won't. Do you see her coming out of that relationship before we meet in December?
Do I see what? Her coming out of the relationship?
Yeah, before we meet in December.
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you.
Well, she's going to be at the tail end of it. Before then, okay, the tail end of it, but it's a very controlling person she's with, and it's going to take time for that completely to go away. Okay.
Right. Thank you. Thanks, George.
You're welcome. Take care.
And you.
Our relationships can be absolutely glorious. They can be the most amazing thing in our lives is a great relationship. But then, on the other hand, they can be the most frustrating, anguished-filled situations, you know, especially if it's not going well, or you're worried about one, or it's not happening, blah, 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 right? So, I got another call. Now, 914, I think we've talked, and if you're in the chat room, you know, 914 number, let me know if we've talked, because I lose track of this. But I know 315 we haven't talked. So I'm going to take that call. And 914, you let me know if we've talked or not. And if you want to talk, just say, no, I'm 914 and I don't want to talk. Okay. Oh, somebody jumped in here. I almost hit the wrong button. Hello?
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 Hello, George.
Hello,
I've talked to you before. How are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
Annette.
Annette, so what's going on today, Annette?
Well, I was asking you if you feel that Timothy is recognizing that I really am trying to work on some things that he would like me to improve on.
What's the first thing I hear or get on Timothy and you? Let me get this energy, and you tell me if I'm correct on his energy, because he feels really self-absorbed, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to hear from somebody else. Hmm?
But him being self-absorbed, he doesn't give as much energy to you doing what you need to do, okay? It's kind
right.
of passing. It's like, yeah, she's doing it, but now I'm going to think about me. Oh, yeah, that's fine, but now I got to think about me. I know, that doesn't sound nice, but that's the way I get it. It's like, okay,
right.
that she's nice, but now let me think about me. And, oh, look at me. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Sad, isn't it? So why are you hanging out with this person?
Well, he is inspiring, and I do have my flaws, just like anybody else. But, like,
yeah,
he just
you really are attracted to this individual, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
It's almost head over heels, isn't it?
Well, he's totally different than the relationships I've had in the past, you know?
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. it's different because you don't know the ropes, let's put it that way. But,
okay, I do have other callers, and I'd love to go on for hours with this, but we won't. We won't.
Mm-hmm.
Since I don't have hours anyway. But the bottom line question is, will he ever come around to really truly appreciate you for who you are and try to make something of this? Okay? Is that the question? That's the
right.
bottom line, right? Yes
right.
or no, right? It's a yes
right.
or no. It's not a maybe, because
right.
maybes will just frustrate the heck out of us, don't they? Maybes, I don't want to ever hear a maybe. The answer is yes.
He will come around?
Yeah, I said yes. But
okay.
Here's the but part. There's always a but part to everything we do here. The but part is going to take longer than you really – it's going to frustrate you in the meantime. Yes, but. Frustration, time frame, okay?
Right.
We're not talking years and years and years, but there is a length, an extended period of time. I mean, that's a safe prediction. Oh, it's a little ways off, and she'll never call me back, right? No. No, I would say
that – No, I'll call you back.
No, I'll give you a time frame, a general time frame where I see him depreciate. It's early next year. 2016, early part of 2016, he'll start to appreciate you more. He'll value you more. I'll give you this too, because, and I say that, but it's again, it's about him. It's about what you can do for him to some degree.
Yeah.
It's like you can appreciate somebody a lot. Oh, but look what they do for me.
Right. Yeah.
So he's a pill, but that's okay.
He's a pill. That used to be my nickname when I was a kid growing up.
Okay, he's a pill, but yeah, you'll get it'll work out. But you just have to understand him. You get him, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so have fun. Be patient.
Okay, hon.
Yeah,
thank
right,
you so much,
sure.
George.
Yeah, right. Sure. Be patient. Don't you hate that? Be patient.
Yeah, that's what he keeps telling me, and I don't have patience, but that is my problem. You know, that is one of my major problems in life.
Good for you. Well, good for you, because, you know, life is, you know, we got a lifetime, but we want to do things. We want things to happen in a lifetime. So being a little patient is just telling the universe, get it done now. I don't want to wait. God, make it happen now. I don't want to wait. Right?
Right.
So tell God, hey, okay, I'll give you the same thing to do. Okay, the same thing is, okay, take God, okay, God, you take the wheel. I'm getting frustrated over the situation. You take the wheel. You drive me to him now or soon. You understand that?
Okay, way? Honey.
You let go of all your anxiety over it and just say, okay, God, you take this one. You take the wheel. I'm going to get in the passenger side and have some fun.
Okay.
I'm gonna listen to
thank
some
you
music
so much,
and
George.
Bounce around for a while. Okay, have fun. Bye.
Thank you, hon. Bye.
Okay, that's my. See, I got you out of the boat, guys. You're no longer in this boat letting God steer you to the ports where you want to go. You're now in a car. And so now you're sitting in the passenger seat and you're letting God take the wheel and take you to where you want to go in life. You got to let control. You can't have one hand on the wheel while God's trying to take you somewhere, because that just you'll get in an accident. It'll be horrible. It'll be ugly. So you have to let go of the wheel, and you have to let the universe or God or spirit or your angels or whoever you want to take the wheel, to take the wheel and guide you to what you want. And I always ask people, okay, the next 48 hours, completely let go of the wheel and just say, hey, okay, God, bring me this, whatever it is, right? And you take the wheel, and I'm going to get out of the way. And I'm not going to hang on to the wheel with one hand to try to steer it while you're trying to steer it. That's what we do. That was a beautiful analogy. Thank you, Spirit. Beautiful analogy of what humans do is we try to hold on to the wheel and steer while God's trying to take us somewhere. Think about that one for a while. That's a good one. I like that one. Okay, let me take another call. 561. Hello?
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking to?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, God, to bring something to you or take you somewhere or make something happen in your life, but you're holding onto the wheel and you want to control the wheel and you don't get turn it over completely?
Exactly. I just go with the flow sometimes.
Well, that's the best thing to do. But you got to consciously say, okay, God, you take me there. I can't control the situation. I don't know how to make this happen. You make it happen for me. That's what I'm trying to emphasize to everybody. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
I want to ask.
Go ahead, ask a question.
I met this man. His name is Steve. And I wanted to see, what do you get on this guy? He seems like he's crazy about me, but I'm not sure about him.
Wait a minute. Okay, you get the feeling that the energy from him, that he's really all over you, right?
Yeah, I mean, am I wrong? Is he just playing
a
game?
You go with your gut feeling there. Go with your gut feeling, because it's your gut feeling, okay? But you're not feeling the same thing, right?
I'm getting very mixed feelings, because I don't know him that well.
Okay, so give it time is what I hear. Give it time. Just give it time. Give it time.
Is he sincere or is he a joker?
Yes. No, he's sincere. I got the word sincere. Yeah. Before you
really?
Said it, I got the word sincere. So just give it some time. You know, cool his jets a little bit. Keep him kind of, you know, at arm's length a little bit and just give it some time.
Mm-hmm.
Let him prove his sincerity, okay?
How long do you think it'd be before that if we have a relationship?
Next year sometime, maybe before spring, maybe late winter sometime, okay? Okay, I'm going to let you
next?
Go. I got something.
Wow, okay.
That's
bye.
Not that far. We're talking a few months,
wow.
Okay? This
okay.
is September.
All right,
it's not that far away. Really. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, what I really wanted to do today, and this is 5 things men are nervous about when dating again. So I want women to think about this. I'm going to jump into it real quick because I only have a couple more minutes, and there's 5 things, and I won't get into the intro. This is from BeliefNet.com. First thing is appearance. Yes, believe it or not, men have anxiety about their appearance, from hair, attire, and even their smell. Men are subconscious of how they may appear to be to the opposite sex. And all men are this way. When we go out on our first date or second date, we always want to, am I looking good for this person? You know, am I looking good for this person? Not for the world in general. Am I making a good impression? What I look, am I overdressed? Am I underdressed? You know, if a man isn't, then he's not worth being around anyway. They aren't mind readers, so they're wondering what women are going to think about their appearance and what they really are thinking about while they're sharing a meal or whatever they're doing, right? So I would say to a woman, if you can see this reality that men are concerned about how they appear to you, compliments are very important. Oh, I like that shirt you have. Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah. You know, whatever it is. Find, if you're really kind of connecting with a man and you think, yeah, this could be kind of guy I'd want to go out with again. I really like, maybe you want to meet this guy. Okay. Get to know this guy. Compliment him on something about him. Because obviously, if you think he sucks and his clothes are really, you know, he's really trashy, you're not going to go out with him again anyway. So, but if you do think you want to go out with him again, you feel a little connection, compliment the man. Ooh, I love the color of your hair. Ooh, beautiful eyes. Ooh, that's a nice jacket, shirt. Ooh, I love your boots, blah, blah, blah. Hey, your outfit is really nice. Compliment the man. Ooh, that's a cool ring that you're wearing. Yeah, make sure you do something to make a man feel like, yeah, I put an effort out to dress for you, and we love that stuff, okay? We love it. It's really reassuring. So think about that. Conversation, awkward moments of silence are bound to happen on the first or second date. But at least any guy, well, basically the guys are saying, you know what? It's sometimes very difficult for us to keep a conversation going and keep it going. So we appreciate a woman who kind of leads the conversation or asks questions. We want a woman to be asking questions, not pushy or creepy, but ask questions, kind of keep it going a little bit, kind of add to the conversation. I've been on dates where it's almost a struggle to get a conversation because you're asking questions and they give you yes or no answers. It's like, well, this is not going anywhere really fast, right? And you could have a great connection. So it's keeping the conversation going, asking questions of the man, showing interest. Okay, I'm almost out of time. And I wanted to do the rest of these. Maybe I'll do these again. Not be here tomorrow. I'm working on the magazine tomorrow. So tomorrow is a magazine day. And I'll give you a little, the link to the magazine, and you can look it up. You know, there's going to be some big changes coming up, and so okay, that's the magazine link, the messenger.info. So if you look it up, you know, I'm going to make some changes, and if you know anybody who writes articles about this sort of thing that I just generally said, please include them. And if you have questions, I could do a little relationship question thing, you know. Okay, we'll let that go for right now. So, again, I put my email address on my website there. If you want to contribute to the show, please do. Appreciate that a whole lot. It keeps the show on the air. It keeps me going. Feeds my dog. Okay, thank you very much. Oh, I'm almost out of time. Well, this has been fun. Love you guys. I really appreciate you calling. Appreciate listening. Thank you very much. And I will be back on Thursday, and I'll give you an update on the magazine. Okay, bye now.